Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
745, 746, actually, Tommy Tucker, WWL. There are so many stories coming out of Iran. I guess the most recent, the crash of a Ukrainian airliner in Tehran that killed all of the 160-some-odd people who were on board. We talked to Colonel Jeff McCausland, our friend now, CBS military analyst. Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
Tommy, I'm doing very well, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, 176 people killed. You know, this is a Boeing 737. They don't know why it crashed yet. Commercial airliners had stopped flying over Iran, I believe. This one was taken off from Tehran. No indication yet that this is any kind of terrorism or anything. Your gut here, Colonel, would tell you what? Just your gut.
My gut is this is a very, very sad coincidence that this occurred in the same evening, of course, that we had these missile attacks by Iran against U.S. bases in Iraq.
And it was not a 737 MAX here. Just let everybody know it was a 737-800. But that aircraft has been known to have some troubles as well. Let's talk about the missile attack, I guess you can call it that, by Iran on U.S. bases in Iraq. This was not just one base, correct, Colonel? If you can maybe outline exactly what happened so people can understand it.
That's right, Tom. These were two bases where the United States has substantial forces, large of which being Al-Asad, which is north and west of Baghdad. Had been a major area, particularly back in the day when we had large-scale U.S. military forces there for fixed and rotary-wing aircraft, also as a logistical hub in support of Iraqi security forces and the training of Iraqi security forces. Second base, due north of Baghdad, up in Kurdistan of Erbil, a special operations base, also of critical importance, particularly in the fighting against ISIS and supporting those operations in northern Iraq, as well as being a logistics hub to forward supplies onto U.S. forces operating in Syria.
I know you have sources that we don't. Is there any indication that there were any casualties from this attack?
There have been suggestions that there were Iraqi casualties, but not suggestions that there were American or coalition casualties. Al-Asad has about 1,500 U.S. and coalition troops on the base. Substantial number of NATO troops are there as part of the training mission to Iraq, Norwegians as well as Brits. But so far, at least, no report of coalition casualties, but clearly a possibility of Iraqi casualties, suggesting that the Iranians, when they targeted this particular attack, did so in a fashion to minimize the possibility of killing or injuring any Americans.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. When you look at where the missiles and air ballistic missiles, as I understand, what that does is a missile goes off in a trajectory and the missile doesn't really hit. It's the payload that's I guess, gravity guides toward the target. Is that right?
Yeah, but it's a precision guidance. The ballistic missile, so it goes high into the atmosphere and then comes down, can have some number of decoys put out to spoof radars or air defenses, but can be delivered in a pretty precise fashion. And Iran has probably the largest stockpile of ballistic missiles in the Middle East, with literally thousands of such missiles with ranges from 300 kilometers to several thousand kilometers.
I guess what I'm getting to is, if they wanted to hit something, if they wanted to hit Americans, they could have, and it seems to me like they wanted to try to send some kind of message, but didn't want to hit any Americans or coalition forces because they knew all hell would break loose.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on it, Tom. I mean, there's a number of messages they were trying to send. One, clearly to the United States, it's, you know, we're going to respond militarily against a military target in the aftermath of you killing perhaps the second most powerful political and military figure in our country. A message to Iraq that you want to stay out of this confrontation between Iran and the United States. And, oh, by the way, there are reports that they notified the Iraqi government shortly before the attack. We never notified the Iraqis before the attack that killed Soleimani on their soil. Thirdly, a message to countries in the region who have U.S. bases, like Kuwait or perhaps Bahrain or the UAE, that you need to think twice about supporting the Americans. And then finally, and perhaps for them most importantly, a message to the Iranian public. Millions of people had turned out for the funeral of Soleimani, and so there was a public outcry, and there were signs being held up called revenge or hard revenge by Iranians. So there was a demand for a response. In many ways, you could say this particular operation, and some have said, is now being called hard revenge.
And I think Iranian media reporting that 80 Americans or 80 coalition forces were killed, which... And one other thing I wanted to ask you, Colonel, and we'll do this when we come back, is this is not a crowded marketplace or something. This is a military base, and I would think you can pretty well account for everybody's whereabouts, because I don't think you just wander around like you want to. 751 more when we return. It's time for traffic now on WWL. 757, Tommy Tucker, WWL, got a code word coming up in 2 minutes with the $1,000 nationwide cash contest. Colonel Jeff McCausland, we appreciate your time, CBS military analyst. So one thing that got my attention is a Russian politician saying that these tit-for-tat reprisals between the U.S. and Iran could spark a nuclear war. Is that way his way of saying that Russia would get involved? Because I don't know who else in the region that is an ally of Iran that would have the nukes to respond to the United States?
Well, there's always worry about, you know, a major conflict between countries spiraling out of control. But I would say that it's pretty unlikely. There's no close alliances, of course, between Iran and Russia, though they did conduct of interest a joint military exercise between the Iranian Navy, the Russian Navy, and the Chinese Navy, which occurred shortly before Christmas. And there's no doubt about it, as the Russians watch this all unfold, they don't want to see a major conflict which would disturb the economy worldwide and cause untold tensions, number one. But number two, they're probably pretty happy about the fact that there's a possibility now of the United States leaving Iraq, the United States' influence in the region being diminished. And as we saw with the precipitous withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria, when that happens, when we create vacuums like that, the Russians move in.
Colonel, 30 seconds. What happens next?
Next is the third move, and the president, I think, has got a chance for a pause. That's why we didn't see a response last night. No U.S. casualties. The Iranians have, you know, shown their manhood, if you will. The question is, does the president now seek a move that lowers the level of tension and brings the spiral escalation down, or does he respond in a massive fashion, moving us closer to war?
Colonel, I appreciate your time. I really do, and I know we'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, Tom.
You too. Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. We'll talk more about this throughout the morning. President is supposed to address the nation at some point. When he does, we will carry it for you live here at WWL and break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.